Speaking of stuff coming out of Lansing, it's Friday. Let's check with our political commentators. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic state legislator. Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican legislative leader. The legislature rejected an executive order issued by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. This is the first time the legislature has done that since 1977. Whitmer wanted to rearrange how the Department of Environmental Quality works. She wanted to turn it into the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. In the process, she would eliminate some oversight boards. The last legislature and Governor Snyder approved in the lame duck session. Vicki, it's rare an executive order is rejected. What do you think of this move?
I don't think it bodes well for total cooperation between the branches of government. I understand why the Senate and the House majorities rejected the order, because they want to keep these, what the Democrats call polluter panels in place. And that's industry-based, heavily industry-based panels that would oversee the DEQ or whatever the department will be called, wanted to oversee their permitting rules. And I agree with the governor. We don't need those panels. They slow down permitting processes when there is a need to move quickly. And we have some severe problems with groundwater and our environment that need to be dealt with, and not in a cooperative way necessarily with industry, but despite the industry polluters.
Ken, this legislative rejection of the executive order, is this just a matter of checks and balances, or is there something more here?
Well, I know this has been portrayed as some big power struggle, but I have a different take on this. I think it's healthy, in the sense that it's part of the normal sorting out process when you have split government, and they have to figure out what their working relationship is going to be and what the parameters are. And I really think the silver lining in all of this is that it's going to be good for the governor, good for the Republican leadership in the legislature, and ultimately good for the citizens of Michigan, because I frankly think it's going to help create a productive relationship rather than hinder it. It's just, you know, they're feeling each other out. They're trying to figure out what they can sort of get away with and what you can't. And I really think this is going to be healthy ultimately.
I want to talk about this whole idea of bipartisan cooperation. This week, during the State of the State address that was on Tuesday, the Democratic governor's references to bipartisanship and friendly comments to legislative leaders and all that cooperative spirit. I'm wondering if that's just wishful thinking or a real overture to the Republican-led legislature. Vicki?
I think it's a real overture. It's also wishful thinking, but I think that there's going to be major opportunities for cooperation. On the same day the governor issued her State of the State address, the Republican leadership in the House and the Senate gave her a list of things that were their top priorities. And amazingly, they're similar items, including fixing the roads, fixing education, and making sure that we can clean our drinking water environment. And, of course, the one thing that did get a standing ovation from both sides of the aisle was addressing auto insurance rates. So there's opportunity to cooperate here. They want to do the same things. They want to be on the same page. And it's just a question now of how they're going to sit down to make sure that they can get these things done.
Ken, Governor Whitmer made some personal references to leaders in the House and Senate. Sounded like she was trying to be friendly. What'd you make of that?
You know, the State of the State speech, I thought, was a forceful speech. But at the end, that kind of very deft touch of talking about their humanity and shared humanity and making some personal references to the four legislative leaders, it was what I thought it did is it prevented the speech from becoming confrontational. And like I said, it allowed her to be forceful, articulating her agenda, but at the same time, not kind of crossing the border into being confrontational. I thought she did a very good job, and that thing at the end there, I think, really helped.
Let's talk about
I do, too. I think that it really showed the humanity of everybody that's in the legislature trying to work on problems that affect the people of Michigan. And I thought it was, the whole tone of her speech was non-confrontational. It was about setting out an agenda where everybody could work together, and talking about her open door policy and meeting with the department heads and the staff of government agencies. I thought it was a great tone-setting speech for that quality.
Well, it might have tone, but not a lot of specifics, especially when it came to some of the leading things like fixing the roads and her idea of debt-free college. Did you hear enough to wait for the budget address that will come later, or did you want to hear more?
I always want to hear more, but I'm a policy wonk, so of course I want to hear more. But this was an hour-long speech. I mean, if she could have gone on for 4 hours and talked more deeply about all of those things, but she really needs to sit down in quadrant meetings with the leadership and the minority leadership to talk about what can get done and how they can get it done and come up with some bills to accomplish their goals.
I still find that term quadrant meetings funny. I'd rather call them the four tops. But anyway.
Leadership meetings. So you could call them leadership meetings.
Ken, what'd you think of that? Enough substance for you? Or are you happy with what you heard? Or did you want to hear more?
Well, the one criticism of the speech is that, you know, nobody knows how this all fits together. You know, fixing the roads, fixing the schools, and sort of the, you know, where's all this money coming from? But with that being said, you know, you probably don't do that in the State of the State speech. You establish your agenda. The budget message comes out here in a couple of weeks. But she's got to, clearly, and she knows this, she's got to get specific about how this all fits together.
Does avoiding the specifics right now kind of help in the negotiation between her office and the legislature?
I think it does. It sets out goals. And it lets the legislature know what her goals are. And then we have to figure out how we're going to meet those goals. I doubt when we talk about fixing the roads that Ken's 47 cent per gallon gas tax is going to come up.
We should explain that. Ken, what's your 47 cent gas tax about?
Well, the you know, a group of former leaders, including myself, two Democrats, two Republicans, have proposed that you phase in a gas tax increase over 9 years. At the end, it's 47-cent increase. But that's what it would take to meet the need as outlined by the Governor Snyder's 21st Century Infrastructure Commission.
So do you, Ken, think this strategy of saying, here's some of the things I want to do without the specifics attached to them, puts her in a good negotiating place?
Well, I think, you know, the situation, if you will, is developing, as Vicky's kind of indicated. You know, she's outlined her agenda in broad terms. The Republican leadership has outlined their agenda in similarly broad terms. And obviously, you now have to get very specific about how you're going to solve these problems. But as Vicky pointed out, it's pretty encouraging that the Republican leadership in the legislature has said, yeah, we're going to have to find some revenue to fix the roads. But we're getting to the point where, you know, the rubber meets the road, so to speak, here, and you're going to have to get concrete and specific about how you're going to solve all these problems.
Final question. I'd like you guys to give it a letter grade. What kind of grade would you give Governor Whitmer's first State of the State, Vicki?
Oh, I hate letter grades, Lester. I thought she got an A for bipartisanship and a B for lack of specifics.
Ken, how about you?
No, I'd give her a high grade. You know, it was a good State of the State speech, a good first State of the State speech, so I think she gets a high grade.
That is Ken Sikkema. He's Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican Majority Leader in the Senate. Vicki Marinette is the former Mayor of Farmington Hills and served in the state legislature as a Democrat. Thanks very much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.